Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Memra by Ram Goldar and today with Zechus Mam Metzia Daf Ein Dal. The fifth parak is Hu Neshech. This daf has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eliezer and Rachel Gross of Bergenfield, New Jersey, in honor of the dedicated Zichu team. So on behalf of the Zichu team, I want to thank you so much for your sponsorship. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rapapi said in Rava's name, Haisi Tumta Kanya, a mark put on wine barrels, selected by a purchaser to be taken later as needed, affects acquisition. Rabbi Chaviva explains, Miknaya Mamish, this means to actually acquire like any other act of kinyan. The rabbi said that it's only effective of Kabuli Ole Mishapara, that the retracting party must accept upon himself the curse of Mishapara, but the buyer does not take ownership of the wine. The Gemara concludes that the halacha is that it only generates a Mishapara, Babasud Nihigul Mikne Mamish Kanu, but in a place where they have the custom that Sivtumta actually acquires, they acquire with it. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis taught, the one may make an advance purchase of produce even without a market price if the seller has produce even if it's unprocessed. Rav says, Mechusar Shtayim Posek, if the unprocessed produce is lacking two processes before its completion, he may make an advance purchase on its basis because it's considered like he has the produce. Shalosh, in a Posek, but if it's lacking three processes, he may not make an advance purchase on its basis. Since it's so far removed from completion, it's not like having the goods in stock. Shmuel says, Bidei Adam, if the missing processes are in the hands of man to perform, afil mea posek, then even if it lacks 100 such processes, he may still make an advance purchase on its basis. Bidei Shamayim, if, however, the missing processes are dependent on the hand of heaven, meaning they require natural events, afil achas eino posek, then even if it lacks only one process to completion, he may not make an advance purchase on its basis. The Gemara poses numerous challenges from the examples of the Mishnah and answers them. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis stated, a posek imo kashah gavoah, a buyer of an advance purchase who wants to protect himself against price decreases may stipulate with the seller for the better price, requiring the seller to deliver goods at the later price if it decreases. Rabbi Yehuda said that the buyer may retract if it decreases, even if he never made a stipulation. The Gemara relates an incident in which someone made an advance purchase for his future father-in-law's dowry. It decreased in price before delivery, and Rapapa told him that if he originally stipulated with the seller to give the best price, he may take the goods at the lower current price. He was asked that even if he had not stipulated, the buyer could retract from the purchase altogether, since money does not acquire movable goods. He responded, I too only meant with respect to accepting a Mishapara curse on himself. If the buyer stipulated to follow the best price, then the seller would have to accept the Mishapara if he declines to deliver the goods at the new price. If he did not stipulate, then the buyer would have to accept the Mishapara if he demands a lower price. So once again, the three topics are, number one, Rapapi said in Rava's name, Haisi Tumta Kanya, a mark put on wine barrels selected by a purchaser to be taken later as needed, affects acquisition. Rav Chaviva explains, Miknaya Mamish, this means to actually acquire like any other act of kinyan. The rabbi said that it's only effective of Kabuli Ole Mishapara, that the retracting party must accept upon himself the curse of Mishapara, but the buyer does not take ownership of the wine. The Gemara concludes that the halacha is that it only generates a Mishapara, Babasud Nihigul Mikne Mamish Kanu, but in a place where they have the custom that Sivtumta actually acquires, they acquire with it. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis taught, the one may make an advance purchase of produce even without a market price if the seller has produce even if it's unprocessed. Rav says, Mechusar Shtayim Posek, if the unprocessed produce is lacking two processes before its completion, he may make an advance purchase on its basis because it's considered like he has the produce. Shalosh, in a Posek, but if it's lacking three processes, he may not make an advance purchase on its basis. Since it's so far removed from completion, it's not like having the goods in stock. Shmuel says, Bidei Adam, if the missing processes are in the hands of man to perform, afil mea posek, then even if it lacks 100 such processes, he may still make an advance purchase on its basis. Bidei Shamayim, if, however, the missing processes are dependent on the hand of heaven, meaning they require natural events, afil achas eino posek, then even if it lacks only one process to completion, he may not make an advance purchase on its basis. The Gemara poses numerous challenges from the examples of the Mishnah and answers them. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis stated, a posek imo kashah gavoah, a buyer of an advance purchase who wants to protect himself against price decreases may stipulate with the seller for the better price, requiring the seller to deliver goods at the later price if it decreases. Rabbi Yehuda said that the buyer may retract if it decreases, even if he never made a stipulation. The Gemara relates an incident in which someone made an advance purchase for his future father-in-law's dowry. It decreased in price before delivery, and Rapapa told him that if he originally stipulated with the seller to give the best price, he may take the goods at the lower current price. He was asked that even if he had not stipulated, the buyer could retract from the purchase altogether, since money does not acquire movable goods. He responded, I too only meant with respect to accepting a Mishapara curse on himself. If the buyer stipulated to follow the best price, then the seller would have to accept the Mishapara if he declines to deliver the goods at the new price. If he did not stipulate, then the buyer would have to accept the Mishapara if he demands a lower price. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Dalet, and our standard Siman is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness who pointed out to the judges the barrels of wine that had been marked, which were selected by a buyer to be taken later, was astonished when he saw someone make an advance purchase of produce without a market price when the seller had unprocessed produce, lacking due processes before completion, who stipulated to the seller that he wants the better price if the price decreases. Once again, it's a motion. The witness, that must be Siman Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The witness who pointed out to the judges the barrels of wine that had been marked, which were selected by a buyer to be taken later, which reminds us, Rapapi said in Rava's name, Aisi Tumta Kanya, a mark put on wine barrels selected by a purchaser to be taken later as needed affects acquisition. Rav Chaviv explains that this means to actually acquire, like any other act of kinyan. The rabbi said it's only effective that the retracting party must accept upon itself the curse of a mishapara, but the buyer does not take any ownership of the wine. So the witness who pointed out to the judges the barrels of wine that had been marked, which were selected by a buyer to be taken later, was astonished when he saw someone make an advance purchase of produce without a market price when the seller had unprocessed produce lacking two processes before completion. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis taught that one may make an advance purchase of produce even without a market price if the seller has produce even if it's unprocessed. Rav says, Mechusar Shtayim Posek, if the unprocessed produce is lacking two processes before its completion, he may make an advance purchase on its basis because it's considered like he has the produce. Shalosh ain't a posek, but if it's lacking three processes, he may not make an advance purchase on its basis. Since it's so far removed from completion, it's not like having the goods in stock. Shmuel distinguishes whether the processes are bidei Adam or bidei Shemayim. So the witness who pointed out to the judges the barrels of wine that had been marked, which were selected by a buyer to be taken later, was astonished when he saw someone make an advance purchase of produce without a market price when the seller had unprocessed produce lacking two processes before completion, who stipulate to the seller that he wants the better price if the price decreases. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis stated, a buyer of an advance purchase who wants to protect himself against price decreases may stipulate with the seller for the better price, requiring the seller to deliver goods at the later price if it decreases. Rav Yehuda said that the buyer may retract if it decreases, even if he never made a stipulation. So once again, the witness who pointed out to the judges the barrels of wine that had been marked, which were selected by a buyer to be taken later, was astonished when he saw someone make an advance purchase of produce without a market price when the seller had unprocessed produce lacking two processes before completion, who stipulate to the seller that he wants the better price if the price decreases. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Hazara. Daf Ayin. So the Siman Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. The pediatric eye doctor, that must be more Daf Ayin, eye. The pediatric eye doctor who advises orphan patients to invest in his risk-free eyeglass ISK investments, which were Karvas Char Baruch Mehav said, which reminds us, the Gemara says that orphans' money may be lent out in an ISKA, which is Karvas Char Baruch Mehav said, near to profit and far from loss, meaning they share in the profit but not in the losses. Although this is rabbinically forbidden, it was permitted for orphans so they should not deplete their estate through living expenses. So the pediatric eye doctor who advises orphan patients to invest in his risk-free eyeglass ISK investments, which were Karvas Char Baruch Mehav said, while having them read the chart with letters that spelled Tzom Barzel equals Ribbis, which reminds us, the next mission states, Ein Mekabun Tzom Barzel Meisrael, one may not accept property as a Tzom Barzel arrangement from a Jew, Mekneshu Ribbis, because the owner's profits are Ribbis. In this investment, the manager accepts complete responsibility for all losses and they divide the profits. So the pediatric eye doctor who advises orphan patients to invest in his risk-free eyeglass ISK investments, which were Karvas Char Baruch Mehav said, while having them read the chart with letters that spelled Tzom Barzel equals Ribbis, was surprised when he was told that their late father lent money with Ribbis to non-Jews enough for his livelihood, which reminds us, the Gemara addresses whether one may take Ribbis from a non-Jew, and the Gemara concludes that one may take Ribbis from them, b'chtei chayav, enough for their livelihood. Daf Ayin Aleph, so the Siman Daf Ayin Aleph is a donkey going, ee-aw, so here goes. After the Ribbis lender's donkey, that must be on Daf Ayin Aleph, ee-aw. After the Ribbis lender's donkey faltered and could not rise again, which reminds us, the Gemara talks about the blindness of those who lend with Ribbis and teaches that their possessions will falter and not rise again. So after the Ribbis lender's donkey faltered and could not rise again, he was careful to only act as an intermediary for the next Jew who asked to borrow his Ribbis loan from Ned the Nachri, which reminds us it was taught in Brice that if a Jew borrowed from a non-Jew with interest and another Jew asked to borrow the money and pay the additional interest to the non-Jew, it's forbidden as a loan from the Jew. But if the first borrower presented him to the non-Jew who agreed to transfer the loan to him, it's permitted as a loan from the non-Jew. So after the Rivetslander's donkey faltered and could not rise again, he was careful to only act as an intermediary for the next Jew, who asked to borrow his Ribbis loan from Ned the Nachri. For although non-Jews are disqualified from Shlichus, they still have Zechiah, which reminds us, Ravina says, that granted that a non-Jew does not have the power of Shlichus, Zechiah midrabban esle, but rabbinically, they have the power of acquisition through a third party without the beneficiary's knowledge of appointing a Shlichus. Therefore, the second borrower acquires the payment on the non-Jew's behalf and then borrows it from him. Ravina derives this from a katan who is disqualified from Shlichus, since he can't separate Truma, the source of Shlichus, yet rabbinically still has the power of Zechiah. The Gemara rejects Ravina's proof that Yisrael, asti l'chol shlichos, a Jew, even a katan, will later come into the principle of shlichos when he matures. So the rabbis granted him zechiah while he's still a katan, whereas a non-Jew will never be eligible for shlichos and so does not have zechiah. Daf ayin beis, the simon daf ayin beis is av thick, and we use a thick piece of cake. So here goes. After the Gemara ate from his thick piece of cake, that must mean we're on daf ayin beis. After the ger ate from his thick piece of cake celebrating his gerus, and happily collected the principal plus the ribbis for the loan he made to the Jew, prior to his gerus that was written as a new loan, which reminds us who was taught in Brisa that if a Jew borrowed from a non-Jew with ribbis, and the total principal with interest was rewritten as a new debt, and afterwards the non-Jew converted, he can collect the full amount, including the ribbis. So after the ger ate from his thick piece of cake celebrating his gerus, and happily collected the principal plus the ribbis for the loan he made to a Jew, prior to his gerus that was written as a new loan, the presiding rabbi told him that if he would write a new shtar with ribbis, he would be penalized not to even use the shtar to collect the principal, which reminds us it was taught in a brisa, shtar shekasabo ribbis, regarding a shtar in which was written a ribbis obligation. Rebmer says, konsino, so we penalize the lender and he cannot even use the shtar to collect the principal. The Chachamim say that he may use the shtar to collect the principal, but not the interest. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir holds, Kansin Hantera Mishum Isura, we penalize something permitted because of something prohibited he attempted to do. And the Chachamim hold, we do not penalize the permitted part of the shtar. So after the ger ate from his thick piece of cake celebrating his gerus, and happily collected the principal plus the ribbis for the loan he made to a Jew prior to his gerus that was rewritten as a new loan, the presiding rabbi told him if he would write a new shtar with ribbis, he would be penalized not to even use the shtar to collect the principal. Just as the fruit platter finally arrived, which the rabbi had paid for in advance after a steady price, emerge, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein poskin al peres ad sheyaseh hashar. One may not purchase produce in advance at a fixed price until a steady price emerges, because the buyer's benefit of a fixed price is ribbis for his advance payment. Yatsa shar poskin, once a steady price has emerged, one may purchase in advance for that price, and although the seller does not currently have the produce, someone else has it. And since the seller can theoretically purchase the produce now at the current price, we're lenient regarding ribbis the rabbanan.
Dafayin gimel, so the simon dafayin gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes.
The man making advance payment at a reduced rate for the future wine of a vineyard, where the grapes the size of ostrich eggs, that must learn dafayin gimel. The man making an advance payment at a reduced rate for the future wine of a vineyard, where the grapes the size of ostrich eggs had not yet ripened, which reminds us, Amoraim dispute the halacha pardesa, an advance payment for the future wine of a vineyard before the grapes have ripened at a reduced price. Rav forbids it, but Shmuel permits it. The Gemara explains that Rav holds that since the wine will later be worth much more, it appears like reward for waiting, meaning that the buyer received a discount for his advance payment for the wine. Shmuel holds that since the crop can be ruined by poor weather, the reduced price is not perceived as ribbis, but for accepting the risk. So the man making advance payment at a reduced rate for the future wine of a vineyard, where the grapes the size of ostrich eggs had not yet ripened, while rabbis had come to collect wine in barrels shaped like ostrich eggs, which they paid for in advance, making sure not to accept any vinegar, which reminds us, the Gemara explains how the rabbis were permitted to make an advance payment for wine in Tishrei and only pick the barrels of wine and not the barrels that have soured in Tevis. So the man making an advance payment at a reduced rate for the future wine of a vineyard, where the grapes the size of ostrich eggs had not yet ripened, while rabbis had come to collect wine in barrels shaped like ostrich eggs, which they paid for in advance, making sure not to accept any vinegar, was approached by an agent who was negligent and didn't buy wine during the season when the price was low, who asked for directions to the port of Zol Shavat, which reminds us, Rav Chama said that if someone gave money to an agent to purchase wine from during the season, when the price was low, and the agent was negligent and didn't buy it for him, the agent must provide him wine according to the low price of the port of Zol Shavat, a major market where wine was cheap during the production season. Rav Ziz said this ruling was only issued where the agent was instructed to purchase the Yain Stum, unspecified wine, which was within his ability to obtain. But if he was sent to purchase Yain Zeh, this specific wine, he's not chai, for who's to say that the seller would have sold it to him? Ravashi disagrees and even exempts an agent who is told to buy Yain Stam because it's an asmakta, which is not binding. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you know that the Torah only forbids ribbis from the lova to the malva? That's on daf. Samach task. Good, number 2. Which stuff do you learn a buyer of an advanced purchase who wants to protect himself against price decreases may stipulate with the seller for the better price? That's on daf. Ayin dalad. Good, number 3. Which stuff do you learn the allowance for Yosomi to make an iska, which is karv l'schar v'rachuk lehefsid? That's on daf. Ayin. Good, number 4. Which stuff do you discuss which processes may be lacking in produce and still be considered yeshlo? That's on daf. Ayin dalad. Good, number 5. Which stuff do you discuss an agent's liability for failing to purchase wine during the season when the price was low? That's on daf. Ayin gimel. Good, number 6. Which of you discuss borrowing with ribbis from a non-Jew with a Jewish intermediary? That's on daf. Ayin av. Good, number 7. Which of you have a machlokes whether a situmta, a mark on wine barrels, affects an acquisition or it only has effect regarding incurring a mishapara? That's on daf. Ayin dalad. Good, number 8. Which stuff do you discuss rabbis making an advance payment at a reduced price and then selecting wine from among the barrels which had soured? That's on daf. Ayin gimel. Good, number 9. Which of them when the one who lends with ribbis will see his property falter and not rise again? That's on daf. Ayin av. Good, number 10. Which of them learn why one can charge rent for use of an item but not for money? That's on daf. Samach tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthorpe from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.